The Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Get past myself here as we head into this hour. Things are moving rapidly in real time. This is a live radio broadcast. This is not a delayed program. You're not, as I'm talking with you now, you're hearing me. And if, by the way, I would appreciate some comments from you. I'd love to hear from you about Dallas. I've got a ton of email, and I want to apologize to those of you who've written. There's just no way I have the ability to get to it today. Maybe some. I understand AWR Hawkins is going to be a few minutes late because things are moving very, very quickly. AWR, of course, handles all of the Second Amendment writings about everything writing about the Second Amendment at Breitbart News. And as you can imagine, he is incredibly busy. Freedom never takes a break. It doesn't matter what day it is. It doesn't matter what time it is. When assignments happen, they happen, and this is real life in real time. And the enemies of freedom continue to throw it at us faster than we can keep up with. I've told you before, you know, that story about my mom from years ago. Can you really talk about this subject, meaning the right to bear arms, for an hour every week? Is there really something to talk about? And the answer to that, of course, is yes. Of course there's something to talk about that. You know, let me give you a clue here. So my point being that we'll go to AWR Hawkins here shortly, but so much happening today. I have to cover some of the lies because I can't stand leadership in this country basing its agenda on lies. And when you have an in-the-tank mainstream media, who's gonna call them out? Who's going to call them out? If the media isn't doing it, the mainstream press isn't doing it, it leaves it to people like me. It leaves it to people like you. You've got to write the letters to the email with the numbers, the facts, the figures. You know, there are some statistics out. Kevin Jackson, black commentator over at Fox News, a Fox News contributor over there. He's been on Fox a number of times since the murders by the black racist murderer, Black Lives Matter sympathizer in Dallas, Texas, who wanted to kill white people and wanted to kill particularly white officers, who Barack Obama says, you know, can't get in his mind and it's going to take a while to untangle the motives. No, it doesn't. Barack Obama's an idiot. I don't have, you know, don't all respect disrespecting the president. The president doesn't respect me. He doesn't respect half this nation. So I'm not going to go. Barack Obama knows better than to say that. It's intentional when he says that, or he's just stupid. There's no in between there. There's no gray area. You pick which one you want. But out of 500-plus shootings or whatever the number is, Kevin Jackson's been running with these numbers on Fox, 275 of those shootings, police-involved, officer-involved shootings, were against white perps, 136 black, 86 Hispanic. I guess over 500-plus, the rest would be other races. Do you know the name of the last white person shot and killed by police or Hispanic? Shot and killed by police? No. Are there cases any different than the last five or six that you've heard that were black? I don't know. I haven't had time to look into it. I have no idea. I have no idea about those cases. I don't have a clue. But those are numbers that nobody wants to talk about. And I'm going to give you some good advice again, because this is advice that needs to be heeded. It's real simple. The odds of you running into a bad cop, regardless of the color of your skin, are very, very small. Very small. Are those odds higher if you're black? Quite possibly. I don't know the statistics and the mathematics behind it. I can tell you that that's the perception in the black community, and perception is reality. So whether it's right or whether it's wrong, it really doesn't make any difference, does it? In fact, I think I heard Giuliani. I've got a clip of Giuliani on Face the Nation. I think he says something similar to that, if I'm not mistaken. If I can get around to it, we'll play it. But that's the perception. But the bottom line is that deadly encounters with law enforcement for any race are very small. And while they're terrible when they happen, and they are terrible when they happen, regardless of the circumstances, sometimes they're unavoidable. Sometimes bad people do things that are so bad they bring that action from law enforcement on themselves. And in other cases, they don't. We're talking about the case in Minnesota. Jury's out on that. I don't have enough details on that yet. There are a lot of questions about that that I don't have the answers to. I know what I've seen. I know what I've heard, and it looks awful. That much I'll tell you. The whole concealed carry aspect of that's what we do here. We try to educate people every day on Armed American Radio and on my sister program, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. If you want to listen to this program in its daytime format, if you will, the sister show, armedamericanradio.com, and click Listen Live, 1 to 2 Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, or in a city near you, you can check the website for where we're airing the daytime show. Not heard as many outlets as this show is. So while they're all terrible, this piece of advice rings true regardless of the circumstances of all of them. And that is, when in America did it become bad advice to teach your children to steer clear of the law? We hear of the fear of God. Having a healthy respect for the deity, having a healthy respect, on the other hand, for law enforcement can also mean having a little bit of dose of fear. All good, decent, honest, law-abiding Americans are scared to death of the judicial system. Nobody wants to get involved in that mess. Criminals don't care. Some of them grow up in that mess. That's why we arm ourselves against people like that. But good, decent, law-abiding Americans don't want anything to do with the justice system, nothing to do with it, because we know it's not always going to be fair. We know it's not always going to work out the way we want it to work out, even though we're innocent. We know there's a possibility we can get screwed. That's going to happen. So we try to steer clear of it. How do we steer clear of it? We try to steer clear of it by keeping our noses clean, right? Don't commit a crime. When did that become bad advice? And to those that are out there right now saying, he's the gun guy out there. That's not what happened in this case. I'm not talking about that case. I'm talking about overall advice. Okay? In most of the instances that gave rise to Black Lives Matter, there was criminal confrontation with law enforcement that began the chain of events. Now, I'm going to submit to you, and wow, this might be crazy advice, but if you don't want to meet that very small percentage of rogue, bad cops, and they're out there. They're out there. I've met one myself. Okay? I met the power-hungry egomaniac. I don't care what I have to do to you, I'll do. I've met that individual myself. Oh, yeah, and I'm white. And, yeah, I did meet him. I've met him, too. It doesn't just happen to a black man or a white man or a Hispanic man. It happens to everybody. They're out there. But if you don't want to meet that one small percentage, lower your odds. And don't break the law. That's just flat out good advice. That's flat out good advice. Michael Brown was a convicted felon who just robbed a convenience store clerk. Nobody cares about that, right? That gets lost. Black Lives Matter, that doesn't care about that. Hands up, don't shoot. Well, he turns out he wasn't shot in the back and his hands weren't up in the air and he wasn't yelling, don't shoot. He was trying to steal the officer's weapon and he was trying to kill him. Now, I would submit to you that if he wasn't trying to steal the officer's weapon and try to kill him, he'd be alive today. For that matter, if he did what the officer said, he'd be alive today. So when did it become bad advice? To teach your kids that healthy respect and fear of the judicial system and law enforcement. And I don't mean fear of being scared of the cops, but that fear of the system, that healthy fear of the system, okay, that you don't want to become a part of. Look, I remember when I was a kid. I remember watching, you know, see those Scared Straight Revisited programs, you know? I remember the original ones. They scared me to death, man. Prison was the furthest place I wanted. I didn't want to be anywhere near that. Those shows worked for me. So if you steer clear of that system and not become a part of it, well, your life becomes a whole lot easier. That's just flat out good advice, doesn't matter what color you are. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, I'm one of the USCCA's 135,000 proud members. And like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a gun is our God-given freedom. And in honor of the 4th of July, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber. No matter what you choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. Just think, you could get that gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Vice President of the United States actually told women facing an attack to just empty their shotguns into the air. Honestly, have they lost their minds over at the White House? You keep your advice. We'll keep our guns.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Again, the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. The Crossbreed Holster Studio line is lit up now. We have the great award-winning journalist A.W.R. Hawkins, Armed American Radio's weekly political analyst here. And, of course, A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. You can read everything he writes during the week at Breitbart News at Breitbart.com, Breitbart.com. You can follow him at A.W.R. Hawkins on Twitter. You can follow him on Facebook. I do. Everything he writes pops up there. It's a great way to get accustomed to seeing everything that he writes as the stories come in. They get posted up there. And then every week you have the awesome experience of being able to listen to him bring his writing to the radio and bring it to voice, which is just outstanding, and we love that every week. AWR, welcome to the program, brother. Got a quick question for you. In the previous segment before you got here, I was talking about if you want to avoid confrontation with law enforcement to begin with and don't want to meet that very, very small percentage of bad cops that are, in fact, out there, when did it become bad advice to say don't break the law in the first place?
Right. Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, if you can not break the law and be polite in the event that you unintentionally do so, you can avoid almost anything.
Yeah, I would hope so. I ask that question a lot. You know, when did that become bad advice? When we have an organization based on a lie, and that's, you know, started with from the whole Michael Brown Ferguson thing, trying to kill a cop thing, and everything that they did was disproven. I should say, it was all proven wrong, and now it's a quote unquote movement being embraced by the President of the United States and the Democrat Socialist now presumptive nominee who skated herself from justice, from the hands of Lady Justice. But anyway, I just thought that was something I wanted to bring up because I don't think that's really bad advice, A.W.R. Hawkins. I would recommend everybody follow it, wouldn't you?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, don't break the law, and you don't ever, you know, a lot of people probably go through this life. I'd like to know how many people go through this life and never talk to a police officer except to say thanks for the job you're doing, and they do that by not breaking the law.
Yeah, probably the vast majority, in fact. I've had encounters with them because I used to drive basically for a living when I was in a sales job that required my being out and about all day, every day. It was almost inevitable I was going to run into law enforcement, and I did. And I had three instances myself where I told I was carrying a firearm when I had my interaction with law enforcement. Two of those times I notified the cop I did have a firearm lawfully, and the other time I didn't, and under none of them was I under law, under obligation of both states' law, Florida or Georgia, to do that at the time. I did it because it was right for me in that circumstance. I didn't want the cop to see my gun. And, you know, it worked out okay. So, fortunately, it worked out okay. Because of that, let's go to Minnesota. What's happening up there? Do you know anything else about what's going on in the case in Minnesota, or is it really too early to talk about still?
Too early, I believe. I don't really know anything that's happening there, and I am kind of eager to find out what may have transpired prior to Castile's girlfriend rolling her tape, because everything I saw up there doesn't have the initial confrontation with the police officer, and I believe that's where a lot of this might be settled. But of course, it's under investigation, so they'll
so
get
we-
to it.
Smart to sit back and wait on that right now, but I think the teaching moment is evident, right, about using a situation like that where, because it does bring it to the forefront, if we're carrying a firearm lawfully, how do we handle that? I don't know what Minnesota law is, and I probably should have found that out when I was doing some prep today, knowing we were going to be discussing it, so I apologize. I don't know whether Minnesota is obligated, there's an obligation under Minnesota law to notify law enforcement. Do you happen to know that by any chance?
I don't, but
okay.
His girlfriend said he did. Now, of course, that's her saying that. That's what I'm saying. There's a whole. See, my feeling is this, Mark. There are going to be things that were said that she didn't record. I'm not saying she did that on purpose. I'm just saying she didn't hit record. There are things that she didn't record that were said prior to what we saw, and hopefully the officer recorded them. That his dash cam recorded them, or something did, and that exchange to me is going to be the real important one as far as determining what happened. Because the girlfriend says, "Look, he told the officer, "I have a gun and I have a license for it." All right, you know, that's a reasonable thing to tell an officer. That's what I would tell him. So, Did something else happen? Did the officer say, "Don't move at all," and he moved? I mean, you know, I'm not taking anyone's side. I'm saying those are the questions in my mind, and there's no reason for me to talk about it until the investigators tell me what did happen.
And when we find out more, talk about it, we will, because no doubt you'll be writing about it. But there's a reason you win awards for what you do, and that's patience is a virtue. Let's wait and find out what happens. You know, any honest, decent person will want to do that anyway. We've taken the opportunity to use it as a teaching moment for you. We'll continue to do that. Personal experience and some of the experts in the last hour, you heard from Rob Pincus, giving you ideas on what to do if, in fact, you are lawfully carrying. So we'll continue to tackle it from that perspective. But when AWR knows more, we'll bring them here, and you'll know more. AWR, let's go right to the media. I am no fan of the media. I believe they are one of the three most detrimental, if not at the top of the heap, outside Obama and Clinton, that are causing terrible strife in this country today, terrible damage to the psyche of the nation. How did they handle Dallas? And I know I'm looking at a piece, you know, about how Fox described the automatic weapons and everything else. What's your overall viewpoint on that?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much typical. I mean, you hate it. And I like Fox News. I'm just saying that. And I don't say it in a biased way. I just like them. I don't hardly watch any news at all. That's the honest truth. But I do like Fox, particularly certain people on there. And I like CNN at times, depending on what kind of coverage they're doing. But they're all, every group, I don't even want to single one out. They've all become, they show now they have the potential to sensationalize. And I watched the reporting that night on Fox News and could not believe when Casey Stegall says something like, this sounds like automatic gunfire. And then he quotes different witnesses to back that up. See, it'd be one thing if he just said it and went on. But then he quotes witnesses and says things like, people who understand weapons and guns and such, they know what this is when they hear it. And one witness said, that is absolutely what it is. I mean, you're just like, oh. And it wasn't automatic gunfire. And what these people don't understand, and again, I'm saying this across the board, whether you're a celebrity or a Fox News host or on CNN, whoever says it, you've got to stop and think. 12 officers were returning fire. So there could have been a point, and it could have been while video was running, that the audio they picked up was the sound of 13 guns firing, 12 officers and the gunman. That's going to sound like a lot of things. So to call it automatic gunfire is just, it's sloppy at best.
Yeah, it's ignorant. The information is out there. These people need to start looking for it. AWR, when we come back, I was watching Fox at about 5 a.m., you know, the pre-Fox and Friends show in the morning, and I could not believe the guest they had on. I went back. Fortunately, I have DVRs, and I recorded it with my phone, and I created an MP3. And when we come back, I want to play this for you because of what we heard coming from the media. And I don't know of any other. I'll let you describe what you hear when we come back with the great AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I'm going to play you some amazing tape that you won't believe when we come back. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, I'm one of the USCCA's 135,000 proud members, and like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a gun is our God-given freedom. And in honor of the 4th of July, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber. No matter what you choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. Just think, you could get that gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com.
Podcast of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. Welcome back to the program. AWR Hawkins on the Breitbart News Hotline here in the Crossbreed Holster studios. AWR, thanks for being here. I know you got some deadlines and stuff is going crazy. I'm going to play a clip for you from Fox News the day after. The morning of the reports coming out about what happened the previous night in Dallas. And this was from Friday morning. And I was blown away by what I saw. I'm like a lot of other people who have posted this online. I've seen a number of them. And I haven't heard much about this from Fox. I don't know anything about this. But this was a woman named Berenger. Her name is Jennifer Berenger. And Fox trotted her out in the morning, AWR, as an expert. Take a listen to what she said. Here we go.
All right, where are we? Do we have the sound on here?
We're used to gun down these police officers, and where could someone get them? Joining us now is forensic expert Jennifer Berenger, and she has some more insight on that. Jennifer, you've been here listening to all of this as it has unfolded. What are your thoughts about the weapons that were possibly used in this attack?
Well, certainly we'll know more coming up. But for now, unfortunately, just with laws as they are, and especially being in Texas, there's a lot of hunting that goes on there. These guys could have used hunting rifles, in fact. The big difference between an assault rifle and a hunting rifle is, frankly, the scope that one puts on it. And scopes can be purchased online. So I know that a lot of your guests have been saying that perhaps this was a very planned attack. But in theory, this could have been done on spur of the moment with a hunting rifle very easily. As long as it was a double-shot weapon, they could easily do it with something that you could purchase at a grocery store.
The AWR, what is a double-shot weapon, and where do you buy that at a grocery store?
I'm listening to this. I hope that woman is listening so she hears this. I am offended by her ignorance. I'm offended by her stupidity on parade. I'm offended by the fact that she thinks I'm so stupid that I think the fact that you can buy a scope over the counter is this is no expert. This woman, a double shot? What is that?
I don't know. No one's got an answer.
Shotgun, and she doesn't understand that a shotgun barrel is rifled, and the kind of isn't rifled, and the kind of shots we're talking about would not be made. I mean, she got me so rattled. I don't understand.
I know. I know. I want to apologize for rattling you first, but go ahead.
What's she doing? What's Fox News have this? What show was she on?
This was the before the Fox show, before the Fox and Friends in the morning. It comes on between 5 and 6 a.m. Eastern, probably around 2 or 3. It was their early morning show that leads into Fox and Friends. It was absolutely incredible what I was witnessing. I couldn't believe it, so I went ahead and put it back. And I apologize for the audio quality. I had to crank my gain up so you could hear it. But when I heard this, I just flew out of bed. I couldn't believe it. I got to go back and record it.
What is their threshold for deciding who's an expert? I mean, if that woman is an expert on any type of firearm or ammunition, then that tells me anyone can be an expert now. I'm an expert on space shuttles. I'm just going to throw it out. I mean, I'm an expert at drag racing. I'm just throwing that out. I mean, it's just silly.
I guess if you're an expert in space shuttles, we might want to do a double shot the next time they go up, okay?
Right.
That was just unbelievable reporting. And when I hear that kind of stuff and you hear other reporters talking seriously about, you know, like you said, the automatic weapons and so forth, it's just incredible. And at this point in time, too, they were still talking about there being multiple shooters. But this woman brought absolutely nothing. And you're right. The threshold, where did Fox trot this out? Maybe at that time of day, it was tough to pull somebody else in. But I'll tell you what, I would have liked to have given them my time. The next time, if they're listening, feel free to call me. It's not hard to get a hold of me. You know where I'm at.
Right.
AWR, it's crazy stuff, man, to hear when you hear stuff like that. But, all right, let's go back to, I think we've covered the media, really, from that perspective. We know how boneheaded the media is when it comes to that. Let's go down to the mayor of Dallas.
Mm.
What do you got?
Well, the mayor of Dallas, I've been impressed with him for the first couple of days because he's a Democrat and he hadn't said the word gun, except he might say gunman or he had two guns or, you know, reasonable things. And then today he just kind of broke loose and he was on Face the Nation and he criticized Texas open carry. So he went the same way as Obama did yesterday. Obama yesterday criticized Texas open carry laws and then tied police safety to gun control. The mayor didn't use the words gun control, but he criticized Texas open carry, and he didn't mention handguns. He means open carry of rifles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is, that's a bad statement. It makes him look bad, as it should, because Texas has had the open carry of rifles for decades. It's not like that became a law yesterday, or right. It's not like that became a law Wednesday, and then Thursday this event happened. Plus, it makes him look bad, in my opinion, because the people who were there carrying a rifle openly, and I don't know how many there were, it was only a handful at most, they weren't committing crimes. So to pick on those people when you have a gunman who with ill intent who is gunning down police officers, and he's not gunning them down because of an open carry law, he's gunning them down because he hates white people. He despised white people. He wanted to target white officers. To pick on open carry as an excuse or as something that complicated matters. I think it's ridiculous, it's tired, and it sounds like a Democrat, and that's what he is.
Well said. Let's ask this question. I want to ask you this question. Would a lack of an open carry law in Texas, which has open carry for long guns, and first I want to point out, you said a handful. I think there some reporting, and I hate to repeat it, but I'll just say from what I'm reading so far, a handful is right. About 6, 7, maybe I think the highest number I've seen was 8. They were mixed in with the protesters that were openly carrying rifles. They were doing so peacefully.
Everyone I saw was a black citizen carrying his gun. Hey, that's his right. So you know.
Absolutely. Not only was it his right, they were doing it peacefully. You know, this is open carry Texas, and these people were mixed in with the marchers themselves. Now, one of them, of course, became the, you know, person of interest who is now quite upset because they were showing his face all over TV, because that's what the mainstream media does. They destroy lives, and they leave that wake of destruction behind them, and then they don't go back and correct it, but that's a whole other show.
Right.
So let me go back to my...
I know what the question is. If open carry were illegal,
bingo,
would that have changed things? No, because, you know, I know why you asked that question is to make the point. And the point is, open carry had nothing to do with this. So that point is made. But let's make another point. Here's what people forget. What if this were illegal or that were illegal? Would Sandy Hook have happened? Well, it's already illegal to steal firearms. It's illegal to murder. It's illegal to carry guns at Sandy Hook. It has a 100% gun ban. None of those things matter to Adam Lanza, who stole his mother's gun, then shot her in the head, then drove the guns to the school, went into the school, broke another law by going in, then broke numerous laws by killing 26 other people. I mean, the same. We could do the same step by step with every one of these types of events. You're dealing with people who are not only indifferent to the law, they're determined to break the law. So pass more and see what happens. You know, I tweeted today, why don't the Democrats, instead of outlawing guns, why don't they outlaw murder? If they did that, then there wouldn't be any murder anymore to hear them talk. And then I thought about it after I tweeted. I'm like, oh, I forgot they've already outlawed murder and the criminals don't.
It was illegal for Adam Lanza to blow off his mother's face when he stole her guns to go to school to murder those people in a gun-free zone. All of that was already illegal. So it shows the absurdity of what it is we're talking about. Of course, we're talking rhetorical. These are rhetorical questions, but they're important questions. Because the president of the United States of America, and I'm going to run out of time. I don't think I have enough time to go here, said, well, this is interesting. The president said, they don't speak for all of us when he was talking about Micah Johnson, the murderer in Texas, and when he was talking about the murderer in Charleston. Yet the president of the United States wants to use them to reference all gun owners by coming after our guns through gun control, through gun safety measures. So we've got just a couple seconds before we go to a break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with A.W.R. Hawkins and everything he's written, as much of it as we can get to from Breitbart.com. We'll be right back.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. USCCA at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
The Crossbreed Holster studios are, in fact, lit up. We're talking with Armed American Radio's political analyst, the great A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning Second Amendment journalist, the guy that controls everything gun-related at Breitbart.com. It's great to have you with us today. Let's go right back to it. We've got one segment left with you, AWR. So I want to ask you 3 separate questions and give you the mic. Number one, your personal thoughts on what happened in Dallas, or from the mind of AWR, your own gut feeling about what happened in Dallas.
Chief David Brown, pretty much what the way he summarized it, you have a guy who was outraged. He was incited over a combination of the Black Lives Matter movement and perhaps just exposure to other groups like that. And he did what the chief said. He came there determined to kill white people, particularly white police officers. And to me, that's where you have to focus. A focus on guns is as misplaced as the focus on guns after San Bernardino was. That was a terror attack. So you have to focus on Islamist tendencies and theology. In this issue, instead of focusing on guns, I need to focus on whatever type of ideology, perhaps black liberation thought, whatever it was, I need to focus on that, and that's where I'll find my source, not in the gun.
All right. You at Breitbart, and I love doing this. This is the second or third time, maybe even the fourth time I've done this, when I send you a text or an email and say, hey, congrats for making the Drudge Report. And you send back, well, I didn't even know that. Thanks for letting me know. You've been all over. You and Breitbart have been all over Drudge Report this week. And that's speaks volumes of the quality of the reporting that you're doing on these issues, these very important issues. And a couple of pieces that have made it up there and others referencing Hillary Clinton. You have a piece up today or yesterday. Hillary Clinton on Dallas police ambush. Need police reforms, gun control. She has embraced, and the day before the attack in Dallas, she embraced and was tweeting out the, you know, Black Lives Matter, which is an organization based right out of the box on a lie. And this woman's running for president. And, of course, we had what happened in her decision-making process and the fact that she should have been in handcuffs and not been able to tweet because her cell phone should have been taken away from her as she was doing the perp walk en route to jail. But I digress. What now do we have with Hillary Clinton, and what is she calling for, police reforms and gun control?
Well, here's the bottom line. You have Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, the Congressional Black Caucus, and Obama. Obama actually to a lesser degree, but you have those together that they responded to the Dallas shooting by continuing to keep pressure on police over the shooting of black men in two instances where those shootings are still under investigation. Well, if they're still under investigation, there shouldn't be pressure being brought right now on either side. Right now, you do what you and I did in our first statement together. You go, you know what? We're not going to comment on that. We're going to wait, and we're going to find out what the investigators find out. The fact that she goes ahead and throws her lot in with them and begins to continue the criticism, and it's indirect. Instead of saying, hey, police officers suck, instead of saying something like that, she says, hey, we need more police reform. We need all Americans treated fairly, yada, yada. If the fact that she does that just tells you she's begging for votes, and she will go anywhere and sell anyone out to get them. That's what I hear.
All right. You've also reported on more shootings, one in particular in Georgia, which was not too far from me, by the way. This was a man arrested for allegedly shooting at a police officer in Georgia. We've had two, one in Roswell just outside of downtown Atlanta. If you're looking at Atlanta on a map, a little bit northeast of downtown Atlanta. If you go a little bit farther south to Valdosta, we had another call in the state of Georgia just north of the Florida border, AWR, as you know, where a guy called in 911 and then ambushed the cop. Don't know if they're related or not,
right?
But it is quite coincidental. We now have the DOJ and Obama running their mouths while overseas. Attorney General Lynch embracing this, telling the Black Lives Matter movement and so forth, who helped spark the shooting in Dallas, telling them not to be discouraged, again, embracing this. And in addition to that, the Obama administration through the DOJ working towards more federal control of police. Does AWR Hawkins believe that is part of the political agenda, is federalizing the police force? And if you hearken back to what he said when he first got elected about a national police force, this looks pretty frightening.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that that's part of the agenda. And he did the same thing with the Baltimore riots, that the Baltimore riots, you know, that they proved the need for this and that. And he put together his little study, and his study produced a report on police. And the report they produced on police showed that a move toward unification, which is federalization, toward unification under a central head to do away with local police departments, that that's the way to go. Well, it's not the way to go. You know, you can't, on the one hand, be Obama saying we need community policing. When policemen know their community, reflect their community, there is less violence and less trouble. You can't say that on the one hand. Then on the other hand, say we need a one-size-fits-all police force. But the goal is, by getting the police force federalized, he can remove opposition to gun control in the police force. And that's the important point no one can miss, because there are sheriffs who have been some of the strongest opponents, not proponents, but opponents of gun control. If he can federalize police across the board, he can wipe them out and he can get his agenda passed.
That's scary stuff.
That's
beyond frightening when you talk about the local police force, AWR. That's very serious stuff. But that's what they're doing. That's not some, you know, conspiracy theory chat between Mark Walters at Armed American Radio and political analyst and Breitbart News reporter AWR Hawkins. That's happening.
Right. Well, and if anybody doubts it, and I don't think they do, but if you do doubt it, get on your computer when the show's over tonight. Look up today's Fox News Sunday. and look at the segment where the former Philadelphia police chief spoke, or police commissioner, excuse me, because he headed up Obama's study. And he was on there today talking about that very thing, that the problem in our country are too many local police forces, too many police departments, and there needs to be a unification. And that is a subtle push toward federal policing. And once you have federal policing, you can wipe out all opposition to gun control and law enforcement, and Obama gets a step closer to getting what he wants.
That is a national police force, and a national police force will operate at the pleasure of the president. All right, quickly before we end, that's frightening stuff, very frightening stuff. Thanks for keeping us informed on that. This one here kills me. Jesse Jackson, he said something pretty stupid. Go for it. You got about a minute to do it. Go for it.
I heard him say this. I emailed my editor. I actually Slack him. We have a text thing app. And I said, I think I just heard something. I'm laughing so hard, I'm going to have to rewind and listen again. Went through this process two or three times to make sure. But Jesse Jackson said that in Texas, AK-47s can, quote, bring down airplanes, unquote. And he was trying to make an argument, of course, for an assault weapons ban and to show you how bad AK-47s are and other such guns. He said that AK-47s in Texas can bring down airplanes. The whole time he ignored the fact that in Chicago there's an assault weapons ban and over 2,000 people have been shot and wounded this year alone already. Over 2,000.
AWR, I got to stop you right there. It was a great way to end the program with the stupidity from Jesse Jackson. We're getting ready to head into the next hour. Thanks, AWR. Breitbart News. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. We'll be back next hour with Kevin Michalowski.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.